All right, so we're going to get into this episode, and we're going to talk about built versus bought. And it's not a thing of matter of ranting about it. So before I start recording and actually get into it, we're going to not rant and make this a good episode with constructive criticism and speaking on things in the car community. So without further ado, welcome everybody to the Mad Bomber Racing Podcast, where I discuss everything car related, car culture, car community, my car, your car, everybody's car. Today I wanted to just hop in and I want to bring up the subject of something that's always been a topic of conversation in the car community, and that is built versus bought. And in saying that, I don't want to rant about people saying my car is built versus you bought your car. But more so, I want to start by pinpointing the fact that we have a section of the car community that feels as though people who build cars or people who buy cars, or more so people who buy cars, they're not really car people. And I don't believe that that's necessarily true, because I think the people that they're aiming that towards, I think that is an unfair assessment for them. I think that if you're in a situation to where you're financially able to afford a Ferrari or a GTR or, you know, some expensive car, or Z06 Corvette or ZR1 Corvette, any car like that, if you're in a situation to be able to afford any car like over $50,000 and you choose to buy that car, then more power to you. I think that is dope. I think that is probably, that is really cool. And I mean, in some aspect, I do want to be able to afford cars like that. I would love to have a GTR. I mean, come on, who wouldn't, right? I mean, we're all car guys. We're all car people at the end of the day. I mean, if people were financially able to get a GTR, then it wouldn't really be an issue, right? I mean, shit, come on now. Who wouldn't want a GTR, right? Who wouldn't want a 1300 horsepower GTR? I mean, let's be honest, right? That's just, yeah. But I think the portion of the car community that, like, we are really trying to pinpoint really as of late as like the social media aspect of the car community, to where people will always say, oh, well, I built my car, or you just bought horsepower. And I think that they're aiming that more towards the Mopar community. And I think that in a sense, there is a fair assessment, but I think it's also unfair in the same breath to say that, you know, somebody who bought, let's say somebody who bought a Hellcat, and they're running around the highway and, you know, they're saying, oh, I can beat your little car, or whatever the case may be. And I do think that understanding your position in car culture makes more sense than to say, oh, well, I just have a Hellcat and my Hellcat is fast. Like, we all know that Hellcats are fast. I mean, you can't deny that a 700 horsepower car isn't fast. I mean, come on now. But I think that what it does is it desensitizes people to the actual the feeling of power, right? Because you can just go and buy 700 horsepower for like $60,000, $60,000, $70,000, and you can have a 700 horsepower car. And I think it desensitizes a lot of people to the fact that horsepower isn't necessarily the easiest thing to build. And I don't think that people, I think it cuts out a portion of the community that understands that, you know, these things, that you can build these things with your hands. And I also think that on the built side of things, it makes it, people who build their cars have a sense of pride that comes from building something with your hands, if you understand what I'm saying. When it comes to, it's easy to take your car to a mechanic and have them, you know, build a car for you, or you go to the car dealership and you buy a car. Right, you buy a car that has, you know, 700-800 horsepower, or you build a car that has 700-800 horsepower. And there's also this part where, like, some things that you just can't do, some things you don't have the tools for. Like, I don't have the tools to build everything, to build my car the way I want it to, right? Granted, I know the direction I want to go, and I could probably, And I'll get the tools and I can build the 240 the way that I want to build it. But I mean, I can't build a drag car, right? Like, I couldn't build a pro mod drag car in my garage. Like, it's just something that I just couldn't do. I just don't have the tools to do that. Like, I don't have the tools. I don't have the know-how. I can't. There's a certain, you know what I'm saying? There's just certain things that you just can't do. And so that's understandable. But I think, like, when people talk about people who built cars, like, they'd be like, oh, well, why are you so arrogant about it? And it's not necessarily arrogance. I think it's just a level of pride that comes from building something with your own hands. And I mean, when people do that, I mean, of course they have a sense of pride. It's just like all of the blue collar workers, like the welders and things like that. And, you know, people in general, like when you're at your job, just normally, like if you build something with your hands, if you do something with your hands, especially as men, we have that sense of pride. And it may come off as arrogance to say that, oh, well, I built this with my hands. And like, and I don't care if it's a 300 horsepower Honda, like if you build it with your hands and, you know, you're proud of that, you should be proud of that. And I think that if you bought that, then you should own that. Like if you own, like if you bought a Hellcat, you should own that shit and just be like, yo, I just paid for it. Like I just wanted the Hellcat, you know, for whatever reason, whatever personal reason that may be. You don't necessarily have to explain it to nobody, but just own that shit and don't sit here and put people down because of that. It's just that we have like this portion of this TikTok community or this TikTok era where people can just scroll and scroll and scroll. It's like you consume so much content at a time, and people, and especially like, because I think a lot of it comes from like these young kids, they have they have TikTok, and like they're commenting saying that, oh, certain people cars are, some people cars are shit, or some people cars are good, or this build is good, this build is trash, and all of that. And I think that that needs to stop as well, because it comes from a sense of arrogance, in my opinion, to where like you feel like you can judge somebody's build. But that's just comes off of social media nowadays, and everybody wants to be on top. Everybody wants to be the guy. Everybody wants to say, oh, well, this car is better than this car and all that type of stuff. But it's like, if you haven't built the car, I don't even believe, like, I personally believe that you should, that we even have an opinion on what somebody else is. Somebody else, I mean, we can have an opinion. We can have an opinion on it. But a lot of times, I don't think that our opinion needs to be voiced. I think that sometimes people should just learn to shut the fuck up. But I'm not ranting about it, though, in the sense that you can buy a car and you can build the exact same car. For instance, you could buy a Porsche GT3 and then you could build that into a race car, and it would be a dope race car, right? Just like you could buy a Hellcat and then you could build that into a dope Hellcat. So, I don't know. Built versus bought, it's always a sore topic in the car community, and it makes people feel a certain type of way when someone who literally just came straight from the dealership and they barely are, you know, they're like 10 miles into their break-in, they're already talking trash about how fast the car is. And I think that rubs people the wrong way. And I think a lot of the attitudes in the car community, people with arrogance, people with a certain level of arrogance based off of what they could afford, that rubs people the wrong way a lot too, because it could be somebody who he necessarily couldn't afford at the time to just go straight into a dealership and say, oh, I'm just gonna put this money down and pay monthly for it. Or somebody just couldn't, they just probably just couldn't want, didn't want to do that, and that's perfectly fine as well. And I think that we all in the car community should get to a situation to where we can just be cool with everybody and stop allowing the internet to dictate how we judge and determine car culture, and stop letting the internet determine car culture in general, because the internet is literally just a highlight reel, and it should be used in a sense to bring people together, but it's necessarily not. Especially with cars, because yeah, we rag on each other, and yeah, we laugh about Mustangs running, driving in the crowds, and I think that's something that will never die down, because that shit's just fucking funny. And if you drive a Mustang, you listen to this, I mean, I'm pretty sure you heard that joke, and it's not going anywhere, and it's not in bad taste. It's just in fun with everybody. But I do feel like a lot of times people look at the price of certain things as well, and they're like, oh, well, you could have bought this for that price. Like somebody would have paid $130 for a, you know, six figures plus for a Tesla, and they'd be like, oh well, you could have bought this. Or they'll spend money on a super and they'll be like, you could have bought an electric car for that. Or you would have been better off buying this versus that. And in a sense, I mean, I guess that's like that all comes back down to our opinions. Like, yes, instead of buying spending $100,000 on a Miata, right, you could have bought a GT3. Yeah, you could have, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, he wanted to spend that money on his Miata. And does it sound like a sound investment? Fuck no. Who, like, if you ask any sane person if they will burn $100,000 on a Miata, they will look at you like they're crazy, like you're crazy, right? But at the end of the day, the car that came out of it is a dope Miata. Like, let's be real, like it's a dope Miata. Like, and then, you know, it could be that, you know, that was the car that he wanted to build. And you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, if the car is dope, the car is dope, regardless of how much money he spent on it. And I mean, we spend an absorbent amount of money on these cars anyway. These cars are, to be real, like these 90s and early 2000s JDM cars are shit. My 240 is shit, but I want to build it. I mean, shit, most people who build drag cars, these Camaros and, you know, all those cars, like, they're shit, but yet they're still putting money into it because this is what we want to do. Like, that's what's in us to do, you know. And it's one of those things where, like, it's in you, you know. I saw this video on We Gonna Ride TV, and it was speaking more towards like the lowrider community. And like, if you think about it, like, lowriders, they spend an insane amount of money on those cars, right? Like, if you look at it, like, the quality and how much things cost on lowriders, and the money they put into paint, $30,000-$40,000 paint jobs, sometimes more than that. It's like, yeah, it's an insane amount of money, and lowriding is fucking cool as shit. And I want to build a lowrider one day as well. But it's like, when you think about it, yeah, people put a ton of money in the lowriders, $100,000. You know what I'm saying? It's sometimes people put more than that, especially when it comes to Impalas and things like that. They put way more money into those cars, but nobody really talks about that, because it's just an understanding that, you know, it's not necessarily about the money you put into the car. It's about the culture. It's about the riding. And what the guy on We Gonna Ride TV said, I have to put a link in here for y'all to see that video. He was like, it's got to be in you, not on you, like a shirt, because you can change your shirt. And that message always, like, that resonated with me, because it's like, it's easy to sit here and be like, oh, you about this car shit, you about this shit. But then it's like, when something go wrong, everybody, you want to sell your car, and then you want to go on and, you know, buy, you know, you want to change the whole YouTube channel up and then start shooting guns or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm out of the car game. I'm out of the car game. Like, for people like me and some of us, like, it's not necessarily a game. Like, this is a lifestyle. Like, this is, we tailored our whole life around this, in a sense. Like, this is what we do. This is who, not necessarily who we are, but it's a part of us. Like, it's in us. Like, we have that spirit to want to build something. And, you know what I'm saying, to build cars. And, like, that's in us. You know, it's not on us, because you can always change a shirt. You can change what you do. Like, if you're not, you can put on a car shirt today, and you can put on the gun shirt tomorrow, or the gamer shirt the next day, or whatever the case may be, you know. And I think when you build a big following like that, and then you start changing up, like, you kind of, you don't, like, you trying to, I guess, like, you don't have no identity in a sense, right? And I think that's another thing about the car community, that, you know what I'm saying, people really don't, that's like disingenuous in a sense, because you could, you know, people look up to you, but then it's like they watch your build from day one, from when you trailered it home, and it's rusty and it's dirty and all this type of stuff. And then you get to a point where, like, you finish your build, and it could have been a year later, 2 years later, they watch your struggle, and then you just like, all right, I'm out. You let it go, and you out. So it's like, what you do it for? If you didn't even put 10 miles on the car, like, what? Why did you do that? Like, did you just build it for social media clout? Like, what's going on? And then, you know, that's like another part of that. You know, that's a conversation for another day. And I think that's something that comes with, maybe that's just like my personal feelings about it. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what I'm saying, don't hate nobody for what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to agree with it. And I think, like, a lot of times with social media, we need to learn to, you know, sometimes we don't have to say shit. Like, we can just not say something. We can keep it to ourselves a lot. And I think, like, one of the negatives about social media and the internet is that it gave everybody's opinion a voice. And yeah, you used to see stuff at car shows or whatnot, and you could say something at a car show. But I think at this point, it just came down to now that anybody can leave a comment, it hurts a lot of feelings when somebody tells you that the thing you worked on is shit, right? And that's not a good feeling. And I think that when somebody tell you that, hey, you spent your money on some stupid shit, you shouldn't have bought a Hellcat, you shouldn't have spent $100,000 on this, you should have spent $100,000 on that. And it's like, yo, like, you don't, this ain't you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the thing. That's like one of the things in the car community that, you know what I'm saying, everybody always has something to say, and everybody always is like negative about something, you know what I'm saying, and don't nobody necessarily understand or want to find out the person behind who, they don't want to understand and talk to the person behind that did what they did. They just want to sit here and say, oh, well, you should have spent $130,000 on a Porsche. Or you should have spent, if you was going to spend $100,000 on a car, you should have spent $100,000 on this. And you would have got a better value out of that. And it's like, yo, like, if I'm building some shit, I don't give a fuck about no value. This is what I'm with, right? So I'm like, if I'm building a 240, I'm building a 240 at the moment, right? I'm looking for the parts that I need, right? And yeah, it may cost me $30,000-$40,000 to build a car, right? But it is what it is. And I made that up, and I've already come to that realization in my mind that it's probably gonna cost me a lot of money to do that. And I'm okay with it. I'm good with it. It's my money. And yeah, I probably could buy an STI with the money I'm gonna put into the 240. But if I wanted an STI, I would have got an STI. You see what I'm saying? And just like the dude who spent $100,000 on his Miata, if he wanted, you know what I'm saying, a Tesla, he would have bought a Tesla, right? Same thing goes for the guy, you know what I'm saying, who built a drift car. Like, if he wanted to build a time attack car, he would have built the time attack car. And I think that we got to stop putting our opinions and our feelings on somebody else's stuff, on what they do. And that's like a big issue in the car community, especially, is we feel like because if we had that type of money that we would do this with that. And I think that, you know what I'm saying, that's cool too. Like, you know, there was a thing Joe Rogan said. He was like, if you have fuck you money, you kind of have to say fuck you, right? So in the sense of like, if you have the money to afford the car, so you should do that. But I think, like, when it comes to the car community, it's like there's always a better deal. There's always a better value. There's always a, you should have done this or you should have done that. And the internet has made that a whole lot worse than it should be, because you should have done this or you should have spent the money on that. You shouldn't have bought these wheels. You should have spent it on these. Like, these wheels are reps. You should have bought T37s instead of buying Inky RPF1s and all this type of stuff. And it's like, yo, chill, bro. Like, this is the car that I wanted to build, and it is what it is, man. This is the car that I wanted to build for you. Like, I didn't build this car for you. I built this car for me. You know, this is what I like. This is because I got to drive it at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, the owner of that car got to drive that car at the end of the day, right? So it only makes sense for somebody to spend their money on the way they want to spend their money, because they got to drive the damn car at the end of the day. They have to live with it. They got to look at it, you know. So that's just it for me. That's how I feel about built versus bought. And I think this podcast turned into a rant more so than I wanted it to be real. But I think this was something that I just wanted to get off my chest, just to get it out there. We're going to get more into better things later on. So thank you all for listening.